I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Death is a grim subject that most of us would rather avoid. But commentator Kevin R. Free says, bring it on. He's been sorting out the details of his death for a while.
So I find myself thinking a lot these days about death. It isn't a morbid fascination. I'm not fascinated by it like I am by the Jerry Springer Show or black women in platinum blonde wigs. And I do include RuPaul in that category. It's different. I've been thinking about death these days because I've been setting some of my affairs in order. I've been planning my funeral. I've been thinking about writing my will. See, my life has changed so many times that thinking about my death has given me something more permanent to focus on. In the middle of all my thoughts of death this week, I receive an email from my father about how he's been paying burial dues for all five of his children since we turned 18. And now it's time for us all to take on that responsibility. And I'm scandalized. Burial dues? I lived and then I died. Dues paid. I have two siblings over the age of 35, like myself, and two siblings under the age of 25. So my dad has spent about $300 on each of his older children and less than $100 on his younger children. And I know my sister is upset. And I don't blame her, except she's not upset because she thinks she's too young to have to think about this stuff. She's upset because Dad has put more cash in her older brother's burial funds than in hers. I wonder if I can roll my $300 into her account, because I want to be cremated. I have always hated viewing bodies in caskets at funerals and wakes. As if I weren't upset enough, seeing what used to be my loved one in a pine box doesn't help me in my time of grief. Don't get me wrong. I want people to cry when I die. A lot. But not because they've seen me in a casket. I want to be remembered as I was. Ooh, maybe I'll have myself stuffed, sitting in front of a television set. Let people cry because I'm watching repeats of Melrose Place or The Jeffersons. And I'm sure I'll be haunting the proceedings, because even as a ghost, I'll want to see who all turned out to see me off. And I am not going to want to hear any conversations about how good I looked in my casket. No matter how great I'll look when I'm dead, I can guarantee I look better alive, okay? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The good news for my siblings is that burial dues at my family church in North Carolina are cheap. Just 15 bucks a year. 15 bucks a year. Now that I've said it aloud, though, I'm not sure that's good news. The dues have only been $15 for the past 22 years. Something about that doesn't sound right. Like the price of death hasn't appreciated in all these years. Or maybe that just means that death is just a fact. The stark reality of life. And I never appreciated it till now. When I was growing up, I never understood the way people just accepted death. I've been afraid of it since I was a child, nervous about how horrific my death would be. Now, I guess, I'm just nervous about how I'm going to live.
Kevin R. Free is an actor and career coach living in New York City. His commentaries appear regularly on our show.